These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
He's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, boom. Then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I am just really pleased to welcome my next guest. And you know, one of the joys, I've been doing this particular program for 11 years now, but one of the joys of this show is meeting just incredible people. And I am really, really thrilled to be meeting my next guest. And he's got a new program. Well, he's got a best-selling book, and you can see that over there, Mysteries of the Messiah. And we'll talk about that. But also, he's got a television series that's going to be starting on TBN, and it starts next Wednesday night. And we want to talk to you about that as well. I want to welcome to the program Rabbi Jason Sobel. Rabbi Jason, welcome. It's so nice to have you.
Shalom. It's so great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I don't know if this is in the, well, I know we're going to talk about the connection between Genesis and Revelation and Christ and so on. And that's important stuff. But, you know, the Word of God says that we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And you were just kind of telling me a little bit about your testimony. Do you share that publicly? Do you tell?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Well, tell my audience a little bit about that, because that is just, well, as someone who's had, you know, some similar experience, that's incredible how the Lord touched you to bring you to intimate relationship with him.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a traditional Jewish family in New Jersey, went to synagogue as a child, had lost most of my family in the Holocaust, so being Jewish was important. I was working in the music industry in New York City with a lot of famous people, said there has to be more to life than just this, began a spiritual journey, was going to the synagogue and through martial arts, got involved in meditation. And one day I was meditating as I was seeking to connect with, you know, the divine, and my soul began to vibrate and it left my body. And the next thing I know, I was standing in heaven and I saw this king, Ram Vinisa, in this glorious light, high and lifted up on this throne. And I felt the love of God and the power of God pulsating through every cell of my body. It was completely indescribable. And he told me that I was called to serve him. And the next thing I know, I was down in my body, shaking under the power of heaven. And I knew Jesus was real, but I had no idea what that really meant. And my best friend, John, came to faith and started sharing with me. He said, Jason, could you tell the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament? I said, sure. He read me this passage. He was bruised for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. By his stripes were healed. He's like, old or new? I'm like, that's clearly the Old Testament. I mean, that's clearly the New Testament. He's like, right. No, that's the Hebrew prophet Isaiah 53. To make a long story short, he invited me to go to a Messianic congregation. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn led me to faith, kind of tricked me into faith. I had no idea what I was doing. That's another story. You know, say this prayer. I said this prayer, and the next thing I know, they're like, you've just been born again. I'm like, well, I don't know what that means. But they gave me the first New Testament I ever seen, took it home, read it, and I was blown away how Jewish it was, the messianic prophecies, and a verse from the New Testament that I'd never read before was exactly what Jesus said to me in heaven. And I'm like, he is the Messiah. Gave my life to him. My mom's like, you've joined a cult, go meet with the rabbi. Got my Hebrew Bible, underlined all the messianic prophecies to share with them. And that story, and that is, in a sense, the basis for the book. How does everything in the old point to Jesus, Yeshua is Hebrew name,
yeah,
in the New Testament?
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yep. I like the Hebrew.
Amen. 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 Oh, my wife is such a student of that. And I love it myself, but I don't pretend to be at the same level that I think that she is with the amount of studying that she has done. We believe that she's Sephardic.
Oh wow, very cool.
So she's a Perez.
yeah, a lot of
from out of Spain,
tribe of Judah.
Yep, from Spain, exactly. All right, so let's talk about that connection. How did you, because that is really, that's it's going to sound like a pun, but that's the genesis of your book. So talk about that, if you would, Rabbi,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want people to see the Bible in high definition. We want them to have that kind of road to Emmaus experience where Jesus opened up the scriptures and showed how everything in the law, the writings and the prophets pointed to him. And that's true from the very beginning, from the very first word of the Bible. The first letter of the word of Genesis in Hebrew is the letter B, beginning, or Bereshit in Hebrew. The last letter of the book of Revelation is the word Amen. It's the letter N or Nun in Hebrew. The first letter and last letter of the Bible spell the word Ben, which means son in Hebrew, like Benjamin. So from the first letter to the last letter, it all points to the son. Or, for example, right, we don't even ask the question, why did Jesus have to die on a cross, the symbol of Christianity? Well, think about it. How did sin enter the world? The first man and woman stole from the tree, so God put back on the cross a tree. Literally in Greek, the word for cross is tree.
Okay.
Put back on the tree for you and me to undo the sin of the man, first man and woman. His hands were pierced because our hands stole from the tree. His side was pierced because Eve, the one who led him in temptation, was taken from the side. His feet were pierced because the first messianic prophecy, Genesis 3:15, is the seed of the woman.
You got to slow. Whoa. No. This is awesome. This is so great. So slow down just a little bit because I mean, my audience is really fast. They probably already got all that, but you're going to have to go slower for this guy So walk me through that again. Make that connection one more time, if you would. That's so important. I mean, Rabbi, that is so important for people. I mean, folks, you got to get the depth of understanding this because it's really important.
Yeah, it's the heart of the gospel. I mean, he dies on a cross because the cross is a tree.
Okay.
And the first man and woman stole from the tree. We took off the tree, so God put Jesus back on the tree.
The ultimate fruit.
The ultimate fruit.
Right? The ultimate fruit. Christ, the Son of God, the ultimate fruit gets put back up on the tree. And what did the tree represent? It was the tree of life. And so what has he done? He's restored life. I mean, this is what I feel the Spirit is impressing on me. That's why I was saying we got to slow down a second. Yeah. Go ahead. Please go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I mean, but this is just like, boom. This is like, bam. This is like, come on, man, folks, revelation, mind blown. Get this, please. Go ahead. I'm loving this. Yeah. Holy smokes. Go ahead. All right.
Yeah. And his hands are pierced because it was their hands that took from the tree.
Okay.
And it was his side that was pierced because Eve, the one who led him in temptation, was taken from the rib of Adam.
Right. Okay.
So not only was he making redemption and atonement for the sin of Adam, but also for the sin of Eve.
See, and this is what my wife talks about. Everything she says to me, she's always coming in and she's going, honey, that's a prophetic parable. I'm like, huh? Huh? And she's like, no, prophetic parable. Let me explain. Da, 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 da. These are prophetic parables that you're talking about. Every single one of them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Everything was written for the sake of the Messiah, the rabbis say. Everything points to him in some way. And think about it. His feet were pierced. So why were his feet pierced? Because think about it. The first messianic prophecy was that the seed of the woman, which is talking about the Messiah, would crush the head of the serpent. We read that passage all throughout Scripture.
Right. Okay.
You know, he would crush the head of Satan under his feet. Well, Satan's like, you think you're going to crush my head? I'm going to crush your head. He's mocking the promise by nailing him to the cross. But by nailing his feet to the cross, he was actually fulfilling Genesis 3:15, because it was by the cross that Jesus crushes the head of the serpent.
Wow.
One of my favorite is that on his head, he has a crown of thorns.
Yes.
Well, why a crown of thorns? Because what's the sign of the curse of creation? The ground will produce thorns and thistles. He's literally taking the curse of creation
on himself
to break the curse and restore God's blessing for man and for all and woman and all of creation.
And every single bit of that are signs of the victory, because Christ said that he overcame sin and death. And this is all, every bit of that is the bad fruit of sin, and he overcame sin. And you know, one of the things the Holy Spirit has been really speaking to me to talk to people about is the finished and completed work of Christ. And you are painting such a powerful picture of what that means, the prophetic parables associated with each piece of the curse that he broke.
Absolutely. I mean, in every detail, you know, we can see this. We can continue to go deeper on all of these things. Like, for example, the crown of thorns, you know, on his head, right?
Right.
You know, when God, we talk about this in the show and the book, when God appears to Moses, we know he appeared to Moses in a burning bush, but actually the Hebrew is more specific. It actually says a burning thorn bush. And so God appears to Moses in a burning thorn bush because thorns are symbolic of the curse, end of exile, end of suffering. And God appears in the thorn bush because he says, listen, I want the people to know that all the years they've been suffering in slavery, I've been with them in the thorns and in the pain and in the exile. So they know that I see them and I care for them. Well, when Jesus wore the crown of thorns on his head, he's the greater Moses, right? He's
right.
The greater Adam, right?
Right?
He's saying, listen, I feel your pain. I've been with you in everything you've gone through.
The just like intimacy.
God appeared to Moses.
The intimacy. This is a showing of the intimacy. We're going to have to go into a break in a second, but folks, I really pray that we all are just eating, because this is the good fruit, and I pray that we are all partaking of what Rabbi is sharing with us. And I hope that you'll get this book. Mysteries of the Messiah is the name of the book. I'm going to just say it again, Mysteries of the Messiah. And you can find it at fusionglobal.org, his website, fusionglobal.org. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. We'll be right back. Rabbi Jason Sobel is with us. And stay tuned. Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at chosengenerationradio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Rabbi Jason Sobel. Am I saying that right? Sobel?
Yeah, you got it. You
okay.
Got it.
All right. Just making sure. Rabbi Jason Sobel, fusionglobal.org is the name of the website. Fusionglobal.org. He's got another brand new book out as well, by the way, The God of the Way with Kathy Lee Gifford. When you go over there, you're going to see that right at the very front. You're going to go, wait, I'm seeing a different book. But the series is Mysteries of the Messiah. You were taking us in and explaining Christ as God restoring the fruit on the tree and so on. How does then his death and resurrection, can you tie us into where that is prophetically shown or revealed in Old Testament?
Oh yeah, I mean there's a lot of different ways that we can look at it. But something before we get there, I want to show you that something's really interesting, because think about it for a moment. When Jesus dies, he dies on what we call Good Friday. Okay. And that's on the biblical calendar, that's the sixth day of the week. Well, why did he have to die on that day of all days, right? Well, think about it for a moment. Man, God created man on the sixth day. Mm-hmm. And in Jewish thought, man actually fell on the sixth day. And we lost six things as a result of that. So when Jesus dies, he has to die on a Friday, because that's the day God created man. And in Jewish thought, that is the day we fell. And what's interesting is that Hebrew is alphanumeric. So you write letters with numbers, okay? Uh-huh. And so what's interesting is there's no numbers in the Bible. So it's written with letters. So what's interesting is that Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 has seven words in it corresponding to the 7 days of creation. The sixth word of Genesis chapter 1 in Hebrew, verse 1, is the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the letter Vav, which has the value of the number six. So when God created the heavens and, which is the sixth word and letter, earth, okay, it's the letter Vav, it's the number six. Well, when we sinned, we broke the Vav, we broke the six, we broke the connection between heaven and earth.
Okay.
And Jesus dies on the sixth day, the letter that represents connection. Okay, the day which man fell, because he came to restore the connection between heaven and earth.
Which, if you read Matthew 28, when he ascends, he says, heaven and earth are now mine.
That's right.
That's a quotation from Christ. As he is ready to ascend, he says, heaven and earth are now mine. And right. you could look at, the prophetically, the first thing that he does before he begins his ministry is he puts Satan on notice that is exactly what he intends to do.
Yeah, and this goes back to the very first miracle Jesus does, right? Cana of Galilee turns the water into wine. he does the miracle on the third day. One of the reasons why he does the miracle on the third day is because the third day was a day that God came down on Mount Sinai and revealed himself to the people. Prepare yourself, and on the third day, I will come down on the mountain. So Jesus is revealing himself, like the glory of God revealed itself on Sinai. He's about to reveal the glory of God in the miracle. But in Hosea, it says, 2 days I have torn you, but on the third day, I will raise you up to life. So Hosea is talking about the third day prophetically is a day that of being raised up to life. Ultimately, that's fulfilled with the resurrection of Jesus and him being raised up to the newness of life. And how is this newness of life symbolized that we have in him, right? He turns the water into wine with 6 stone pots, which connects back to him dying on the sixth day, because we lost the abundance when we sin, we lost the abundance. When he dies and rises, he dies on the sixth day, rises on the third day to restore the abundance. The 6 stone pots fill them to the brim. It's the fruitfulness of creation. And one other thing.
Go ahead.
So why is that the first miracle Jesus does? Because what's the first miracle Moses does? He turns the water into blood. Jesus doesn't turn it into blood. He turns it into wine, because he doesn't come to bring death, but he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Which, thank you for finishing that thought, because that ties into what the Holy Spirit was speaking to me about, and he will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. When we claim that, when we profess that in faith, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand, he doesn't supply your needs according to your need. He supplies your need according to his abundance, his riches in glory. We got to start thinking in terms of the pot is full. He filled our pots. He filled our cups. Christ fills our cups. God has filled the cup of the believer to overflowing so that we have abundance, so we can be a blessing to our community and a blessing to the world around us. So critically important to understand the fruitfulness of this. And I love how you connected the fruit. Next time you come on, we'll talk more about the cross and the resurrection and that transformative process, yeah, as well, which is so powerful. Listen, Mysteries of the Messiah, starting on October the 12th. What time is it on?
October 19th.
19th, sorry.
We shot it in Israel, 9:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and then just adjust it for
On TBN.
On TBN, yeah.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you, Rabbi. I appreciate it. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Jeff Zink on the other side. We're going to talk about what they're doing to try to steal the election from Kerry Lake, and you're going to be shocked when I tell you who's doing it.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, as promised, joining me live from Arizona in an undisclosed location. I don't know, it probably is disclosed, but we're going to say it's undisclosed. I want to welcome congressional candidate for District 3. He is also deeply involved in the investigation of the 2020 stolen election. He is also very, very heavily involved in. There was something else too that I forgot.
J6.
Yes, J6. How could I forget that? I had David Sumrall on to open our program today, but heavily involved in J6 because he and his son were together and never entered the Capitol on the Capitol grounds, but on grounds where they had permits to be until they decided to change the rules. I don't want to get too far into that because we want to get into the election issue. And there are some things, Jeff, that you shared with me yesterday evening that need to be put out. People need to understand how the establishment Republicans in Arizona are working against Carrie Lake and her efforts to become the governor there. Please enlighten us.
Well, one of the things that we saw, so while I did the Arizona audit for 2020, a lot of people don't know that we actually did an audit of the primary on August the 2nd of this year. And what we did was we actually started looking at, and we had put out a campaign prior to that in all of the Republicans, which is you vote on the day of the election.
Okay.
If you get a mail-in ballot, you hold on to it. Don't open it. Go in. Ask for if you had voted. We had a number of people that actually had to call a sheriff because their identity had been stolen. And because of all of this, what happened was is that Karen Taylor Robinson was brought in at the last minute with the elitists to try to take out Kerry. And what we started looking and seeing is because there were so many people, well over 65% of the people in the primary voted on election day. They actually did what we asked them to do.
Okay.
Yet it still took almost a week for them to show that Kerry did win, and she won, you know, handily by a couple of, you know, about, I think, 30,000 votes at the very end. But the thing is that had we done all of the mail-in ballots, they would have known how to cheat and how to do this. And this is a pattern that not only have I been working with here in Arizona, but I've also worked with Tina Peters in Colorado, with Doug Mastroianni in Pennsylvania, Darlene Swoffer in Florida, Garland Fargarito in Georgia. So these same patterns that we discovered with Kerry and Karen was the same patterns that we started seeing in some of these other states. So, and it's and this common thread throughout all of these are the Dominion machines, or better known as ES&S, or better known as PV&V, or as the software, Smartmatic software. So the thing is that all of those are all under the umbrella of the Dominion machine. So everybody keeps saying, oh, I don't have Dominion. But if you have a version of it, you still have Dominion.
Now, is any of that connected to this Eugene Yu? I don't want us to get too far off track, but it is in the news, and he was, indicted. Is there any connection with that?
Well, one of the things that we have stated all along, and even in 2020, that we had servers that were offloading all of the data to China, to CCP.
Okay.
And this is the first step in confirming what we have been saying all along.
So talk to me, Jeff, about how this relates, for example. So you got, you were telling me last night, I believe 85% of the people showed up on the day of the election, and that really overwhelmed the efforts of the Dominion machines and so on, to be able to manipulate those numbers, because they only had basically 15% of the people to work with. Did I understand that correctly?
Correct. And the thing is that we need to make this nationwide. So on November the 8th, when everybody votes, they need to remember this. One is that just like with myself and my wife, we have specifically told Katie Hobbs and her office, we do not want mail-in ballots. We did that for the primary, yet we received ballots. We've just been informed that our ballots have been mailed for the general election. Now, we have been for 9 months saying that we do not want mail-in ballots, yet they're still doing mail-in ballots. So if you get those, hang on to them. Mm-hmm. Don't open them. Go to the voting poll on November the 8th and then ask if you have voted. And they're going to say, well, you have an unopened ballot. Obviously, you haven't voted. And you go, nope, I still want you to check. And if you have voted, then your identity has been stolen. You call the sheriff, you have them come out, and you file a report.
Okay.
And it will force them to actually do an investigation. And what we're going to do is we're going to try to do a different way, because everybody keeps saying we don't have standing. But if your identity is stolen, you do have standing.
Sure.
So what we're going to do is then we're going to vote on that day. We're going to spoil the mail-in ballot. We're going to have another one issued to us. We're going to have it counted. And then what we want to do is once we do this, this is not going to allow the Dominion machines to do what they've been doing in the past. And the reason why, we now, and they know that we are watching so closely. And the thing is that every one of the machines are hackable.
So right.
We're going to be able to.
Well, and doesn't the Eugene Yu situation prove that in fact these machines have to be connected to an internet, to an outside source, and have to be quote unquote hackable in order for all of that data to have been what, uploaded or sent to a CCP server?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that even in the manual itself, you can look at it and it does say it has Wi-Fi capabilities. While they kept saying that it didn't, even the manual said that it had Wi-Fi capabilities. They said that they didn't have a USB port, yet we show in the schematics in the manual that there's USB ports. And also one of the things that we stumbled across, so if you and I voted 20, let's make it simple, 10 each. So we have 20 total votes.
Okay.
You voted for one candidate. I voted for one candidate. It's a split tie.
Okay.
Did you know that I can actually go to the screen and go to a certain area with the click of a mouse? I can automatically take your votes and add them to mine. And you voted for my candidate. I voted for my candidate. My candidate now has 20 votes, 10 each. You helped me win. Thank you very much.
Because they were able to take my vote and flip it.
Yeah, correct. And the other thing, too, is that it's so precise and that the software changes the metadata so that there's no way that you can see where somebody's come in and created a footprint that
right.
altered or changed it.
So
and
essentially there's no way. I mean, I would never know that this happened. I would never know that my vote got tallied for your candidate.
Unless you called for an audit. And what's really interesting is that everybody should have. I've been asked several times, well, you know, Mr. Zink, if you actually win, are you going to call for an audit? And I said, absolutely. And they go, well, why would you do that? And I said, because I don't want to be elected unlawfully.
Now, I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, but you get a receipt, but the receipt simply says that you voted. It doesn't say how you voted, right?
Correct. And that's something that we need to change in the fact that we, in our technology today, each individual should be able to vote. They should have a way that your ballot that you can go in and you can check and
you
make
get a
sure.
print, right, that shows what you exactly how you voted. But then at some point, the audit process would be to go back in and make sure that in the final count, what's on that piece of paper is what is actually showing up in the count.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to have to take a break, Jeff. When we come back, and this is so important, the thing people are saying is okay, you've talked about the Dominion machines, and that's all well and good, but there are some things you talked about yesterday evening with me about being frozen out, about being ostracized, about you know, trying to get information and make candidates aware, including Kerry, about what is going on, and that the people around her are, and the associations, and those are important to understand. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow.
Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Jeff Zink is our guest. He is a congressional candidate for District 3, and just so you know, Jeff, too, you had sent me a link with the whole interview, the news interview, and I played that clip yesterday over air. So that everybody, you know, was aware of, you know, what the battle that you're in your district. But there are some things you had talked to me about yesterday as well. For example, the GOP had a major presence in your district, and there was moving of the facility. You mentioned something along the lines was it a million or 10 million?
$10 million. Donald Trump had set aside for the RNC community center. Okay. And so one of the things that happened about 15 months ago was that it was shut down. And then the GOP headquarters that was also in my congressional district was moved, and it was moved to Scottsdale, which is outside, and it goes from a not so nice neighborhood to Scottsdale, which is a very nice area. Well, the thing is that about 4 months before the election, all of a sudden the RNC opened up a new facility, but it's in a rougher part of town. It's also where, you know, Melissa Gallegos is having to, you know, carry a gun in her purse, and she has to be on the lookout of what's around there. It's not quite the safe area as what it was before. So the thing is that when they did the grand opening, which is right in the heart of my congressional district, everybody was invited except for me. Had Blake Masters come in and speak, and yet I, when I showed up and everything, I was the only person that was a candidate that was not acknowledged during the opening proceedings and stuff. So the RNC and the GOP have gone out of their way to not include me in any of the events. They've not included me in anything. And then I got a phone call yesterday that basically stated that they would like for me to be at the election watch party, and they were going to charge me money to be there. I'm a congressional candidate. The RNC is supposed to put this on, but they were going to have me pay to be there. So I refused. They haven't helped me. They haven't supported me. Right. Why would I give money to them?
Wow. Okay. Now, to that end, because, you know, some people tune in and they say, oh, well, you know, Jeff's just got, you know, he's just whining and complaining. It's just whining and complaining. Explain why, what are some of the facts that you believe are the reasoning for this apparent snub thing that's taking place? And you were, as I understand it, there is an event that's going to be coming up where you have been told, yes, we want you to come and we want you to share the truth of what's going on. What is that truth, Jeff? We just got a few minutes, but what is that truth? Try to wrap that up for me, if you would.
Well, main thing is that we have four congressmen that are Republicans. We have five congressmen that are Democrats.
Okay.
The thing is that if they continue and maintain the uniparty, which is the elitists that are controlling the Republican Party,
right,
working with Democrats. And the thing is that with four, they can raise money off of that. And then the Democrats with five can also raise a lot of money off of the American people and the Arizona people. But yet the Democrats can still keep moving us to the globalists, the elitists, and everything else. And mm-hmm. So that movement still keeps going to the left. And what we need to do is in my congressional district, I'll give you two examples. One is that right now I'm leading 12 points ahead of Rubin, because the Latino population here is 67%, and most of the Latinos are jumping ship from the Democratic Party and are going to vote Republican, and they're going to vote for anybody. I did a poll of 230 people, and 57% of the people that were polled during that time would vote for me, and only 23% was going to vote for Rubin, and then the other two, which is undecided or refused to do the survey, it took up the rest.
Okay.
So the thing is that there's a big movement right now, even in my district and Luis Palazzo mm-hmm. district, because both of us have, he has 64, I have 67% Latino.
Okay. And so obviously, it appears then that, you know, that you are leading, you have a very strong probability of winning in your district. Again, the question, why would the Republican Party not want a Republican to win in your district? And you are the guy that won the primary, that you're the candidate.
Well, the thing is that just like what Tina Peters stated, it's a selection code. I'm not a selected person. I haven't gone through the ranks. They don't know me. I'm a wild card. I've already told them that I'm not going to play nice in the sandbox. And so they can't control me. And if they don't, if they're not able to control somebody, then they don't want them there.
And of course, that comes back to what you said about this whole issue that we're battling regarding the Uniparty and the tyrants that we're fighting. Do you think also that this has anything to do with the fact that, you know, you and your son were there on January 6th, that you are, that you openly supported President Trump? Do you believe that has anything to do with how the GOP and the Republican Party, the establishment there in Arizona, is dealing with you?
Well, it's a conflict, and the thing is that there's a double standard, because they're very supportive of Mark Fincham, and Mark Fincham was also there at J6 in Washington, D.C. I was there. I've not been charged. Mark hasn't been charged. So what's the difference? The only difference is my son has been charged. But the thing is that he went 11 times before the federal judge, and the prosecutor never presented any evidence against my son. On the 11th time, they presented a discovery for the very first time. When we looked at it, of course, I didn't get to look at it, and I've not been privy of it. But guess what? Since I was there and I know what it was, mm-hmm. I know they didn't present any evidence against my son. And so the thing is that here he is, and the 13th time is now going to be the November the 7th, the day before election. And what they're trying to do is make sure that I don't get out and say things like this. And let people right. know what's going on.
What's really happening. All right. I want to, yeah. before we lose the opportunity here, final moments. Katie Hobbs is also, she's the Democrat candidate for governor against Carrie Lake. Yet she is still the Secretary of State, meaning that she's the one who's going to certify the election and certify who wins in the election. Doesn't that seem like a conflict of interest? And why isn't the Republican Party being more vocal about identifying that?
Well, again, one of the things is that you just stated the obvious. It makes sense. And that's not something that they're going to push. You know, there's a famous person that says, I don't care who votes. I don't care how you vote. I just want to be able to count the votes. And that was Joseph Stalin. So the thing is that if we sit here and we look at what's taking place, a conflict of interest should be that we make Katie Hobbs step down because right. she's running for governor. She should not be a part of any election process at all. Yet, as you just stated, she's going to be certifying this election.
It just seems crazy, folks. So how can we, who would we call? What would we say? How can people become engaged in doing something about this final minute?
Well, the thing is that you can go to jeffzinkforcongress.com.
Okay.
I have a place that you can put in information and then email me, and then I can send that information back to you. Also, I need as much help as I can. It's a grassroots campaign, and I need donations. And the other thing, too, is that reaching out to your elected officials, your state senators, your state House of Representatives, your attorney general. I mean, talking to all of these people and telling them how you feel needs to be taking place, and those calls need to be taken every day.
Okay, there you go. Jeff Zink, JeffZink4Congress.com. JeffZinkForCongress.com. You can learn more about Jeff. You can find out more about what's going on with the election process. Folks, Arizona is an important swing state. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.